Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. We're looking at a pretty positive start to the day, aren't we?
We certainly are. Futures on the S&P 500 are trading a whopping 60 points above fair value. It seems the market is fired up.
And what's lighting this fire? I hear NVIDIA's earnings were good, but there's bigger news.
That's right. NVIDIA did deliver better than feared results, which helped. But the main catalyst is the news that the Court of International Trade blocked President Trump's tariffs. That's huge.
Blocked the tariffs? Wow, that explains the enthusiasm. So the market was on edge for NVIDIA, but this tariff news just blew the lid off?
Exactly. The court ordered a dismantling of the enforcement mechanism in 10 days. This has sent ripples of optimism across global equity markets.
Interesting. Now, WaveRider AI's analysis this morning tagged the sentiment as cautiously bullish, but also highlighted heightened caution, with the VXX showing increased volatility. How do we square that with this big rally indication?
That's a great point. The tariff news is undoubtedly a significant positive, a real relief for many sectors. However, if you look at the recent price action for SPY and QQQ, WaveRider noted some weakening in higher volume on downtrends. That, plus a jump in the VXX, suggests traders aren't completely throwing caution to the wind. It's more like a relief rally, but with an awareness of underlying uncertainties.
Got it. So a sigh of relief, but not a full-blown party just yet. What's the global reaction been like to this tariff development?
Pretty much positive across the board. Asian markets like Japan's Nikkei, Hong Kong's Hang Seng, and China's Shanghai Composite all ended higher. Chip and auto-related stocks were notable outperformers over there.
And Europe?
Major European indices are also trading higher. Germany's DAX and France's CAC are up. This tariff news has broad, positive implications, it seems.
Any other international tidbits we should be aware of?
Well, the Bank of Korea did lower its policy rate by 25 basis points, as expected. And, on a slightly different note, the New York Times reported that the U.S. will halt exports of jet engine technology and chip software to China. That's a bit of a counter-narrative to the tariff optimism, especially for specific tech sectors.
Right. Always a complex picture. Now let's dive into the U.S. economic data. What's on the docket for today?
We've got a few key reports. At 8:30 a.m. Eastern, we'll see the second estimate of Q1 GDP. The consensus is for a contraction of 0.3%, which is the same as the prior estimate. Alongside that, we get weekly initial jobless claims, expected around 230,000.
And anything later in the morning?
Yes. At 10 a.m. Eastern, April pending home sales are due. The consensus there is for a dip of 1.1% after a pretty strong prior month. WaveRider also flagged a $44 billion 7-year note auction today, which could definitely influence treasury yields and overall risk appetite.
Okay, plenty to watch on the economic front. Let's shift to the corporate scorecard. NVIDIA, NVDA, was the star attraction, right?
Absolutely. NVIDIA, NVDA beat Q1 expectations on both earnings and revenue. Crucially, their Q2 revenue guidance was solid, even accounting for about $8 billion in lost sales to China in the second half of H20. The stock is up nicely in pre-market, around 5 to 6%, and Summit Insights upgraded them to buy from hold.
Good news for the chip giant. What about Salesforce CRM? They also reported.
Salesforce CRM also had a good quarter, beating Q1 EPS expectations and issuing above consensus guidance for Q2 and fiscal year 26. But here's a twist. RBC Capital actually downgraded the stock to sector perform from outperform with a $275 target. So a bit of a mixed signal from the analysts, despite the good numbers.
That is interesting. Any major disappointments on the earnings front?
Unfortunately, yes. HP, ticker HPQ, missed Q2 EPS expectations, and their guidance for Q3 and fiscal year 25 was below consensus. The stock is down about 9% in pre-market trading. KGI Securities also initiated coverage with a neutral rating.
Ouch for HP. But on the flip side, I saw Veeva Systems, VEEV, had a strong report.
Veeva, VEEV, is looking fantastic. They beat Q1 expectations handily and issued above consensus guidance for Q2 and fiscal year 26. That stock is gapping up significantly, over 14%.
Wow, that's a big move. Speaking of movers, let's hit our movers and shakers segment. Beyond Veeva, what else is gapping up?
Well, ORIC Pharmaceuticals, ORIC, is soaring, up over 21% on what they're calling potentially best-in-class preliminary efficacy and safety data from a phase 1b trial. C3.ai, ticker AI, is also having a great morning, up around 16% after beating earnings and announcing a renewal and expansion of their joint venture with Baker Hughes.
So positive news driving those. Any other notable gainers?
Yes, Taysha Gene Therapies, TSHA, is up around 13%. Elf Beauty, ELF, is also gaining about 11% after beating estimates and announcing an agreement to acquire Rode in a billion-dollar deal.
Big moves indeed. Now, on the downside, who's feeling the pain pre-market?
Sentinel One, ticker S, is the standout loser, down almost 14%. They reported EPS in line, but guided Q2 and fiscal 26 revenue below consensus. They also caught a couple of downgrades from BofA Securities and Wells Fargo.
That'll do it. And HPQ, as we mentioned, is HPQ down around 9%. Li Auto, LI, also seeing some pressure, down about 3% after guiding Q2 revenue below consensus.
Correct. And WaveRider AI's analysis pointed to a potential sector rotation from growth-oriented tech to more defensive sectors like healthcare and utilities. While today's tariff news might give growth a broad lift, that underlying caution and potential for rotation is still something traders should keep in mind. Yesterday, for instance, tech and consumer discretionary faced some attrition, while healthcare and utilities showed stability.
That's a key theme. So for traders tuning in, heading into the open, what's the trader's edge? What's the game plan?
The immediate catalyst is clearly the tariff block. That's a major positive. S&P futures are pointing to a strong start. However, that cautious sentiment we discussed from WaveRider is crucial. The market consolidated yesterday on light volume ahead of NVIDIA. Today's volume will be very telling. If this rally is accompanied by strong volume, it has more legs.
And WaveRider provided some key levels for SPY and QQQ to watch, right?
Exactly. For SPY, support levels are pegged around $590 to $592, with resistance at $595 to $598. For QQQ, support is eyed at $523 to $525, and resistance between $530 and $533. These will be important inflection points today.
WaveRider also suggested favoring names with strong earnings momentum and clear support levels, and perhaps avoiding chasing broad market rallies if volume is light. Sound advice?
Absolutely sound advice. The market is bracing for uncertainty, potentially due to macroeconomic challenges, as WaveRider put it. So while the tariff news is good, look for confirmation in price action and volume. And, of course, keep a close eye on those treasury yields and the economic data releases for any potential volatility spikes that could offer swing entries or exits.
All right, so to wrap things up for our final bell segment, a decidedly positive open is expected, largely fueled by this tariff news. But there's still an undercurrent of caution, and a busy day of earnings and economic data ahead.
That's the perfect summary. The court ruling on tariffs is a significant sentiment booster, removing a layer of uncertainty, at least for now. But it's important to remember the White House has said it will appeal this ruling, so this saga isn't completely over. Plus, we still have those broader economic questions and ongoing geopolitical factors to consider.
And that jump in the VXX yesterday, even if it's come off a bit, still suggests some traders are keeping their hedges in place.
Precisely. It implies that underlying market uncertainty hasn't vanished. So the advice is to enjoy the potential green on the screen this morning, but remain nimble, manage risk, and pay close attention to those key technical levels and incoming data. It's going to be a dynamic trading day.
Excellent insights. As always, that's our pre-market look for Thursday, May 29th. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.